Shin Shin Ming. On believing mind. The perfect way knows no difficulties, except it refuses to make preferences. These are the first two sets of lines of this text, called Xin Xin Ming in Chinese, Xin Jin Mai in Japanese, sometimes translated on believing in mind, sometimes translated as inscription on trust in mind, other ways to describe this text by the third ancestor in China, the third Zen ancestor in China, known as Sengsan or Sosan Zenji, on believing mind. The perfect way knows no difficulties, or the supreme way is not difficult. Sometimes we could call this translated as the real way is not difficult. We could even say the Buddha way, though the word doesn't include Buddha. The way that is our life, Tao, is not difficult. Life is not difficult. No difficulties in life, except not making preferences, not holding on to preferences. Another translation is not holding on to the relative, or not disliking events that come and go, picking and choosing, not entangling in picking and choosing, which is what, in the practice principles, when we say, caught in self-centered dream, only, we say suffering, only difficulties. Difficulties guaranteed when we hold on to the liking, the disliking, the wanting, the not wanting, the preferences of conditions that are constantly changing. The perfect way is not difficult. The perfection that is our life, which is what the supreme way, the supreme truth of who we are, not something distant and far away from us. It's exactly who we are. And yet, as soon as we hold on to preferences, not the arising of the preference, but the grabbing it and putting it over our eyes and over our senses and filtering everything from that point of view, then difficulties arise. Then caught is filtering, caught in the self-centered dream. The preferences are nothing but self-centeredness, holding to self-centered thought, exactly the dream, exactly how, where we miss this reality, this perfection, this truth, this supreme Buddha teaching, if we use such fancy words, that is this being moment, being this moment that is, being this way that is our life. Usually in English when we say the way, we think of it as a way to get somewhere else. Zazening is just this moment being who, what we always are. Being, if we want to use a fancy word, the real way, the reality that is our life. The reality that is the truth of our life. The truth which is trusting in this truth. So sometimes it's instead of unbelieving in mind, it's trusting in this heart mind that is being this moment. Trusting in this moment as is. Or noticing where we're caught in our preference. We have naturally, as humans, all sorts of preferences. Excuse me. That's being embodied, is that preferences come with it. Likes, dislikes. But not holding on to them. Not being aware of what the preferences that we're making are, is to be at the effect of the consequences of making preferences. Because the consequences, sometimes we get it and we're happy, and sometimes we don't get it and we're upset. Getting angry about not having it, getting thrilled about having it, and then being afraid, well, what's going to happen when it goes away or changes? Or becoming bored with being thrilled and being just this moment is too bland. Even getting the preferences, we get this wonderful ice cream. Ah, I wanted this vanilla ice cream. This is pure vanilla, no artificial anything. Super creamy vanilla ice cream, true vanilla bean, the best vanilla bean from, yum, yum. And then after a few licks or spoonfuls, keep eating it, but no longer tasting it, no longer even sensing what it is we're doing, getting caught up in, oh, you've got that chocolate. I wonder what that would taste like if I had some chocolate chunks in this ice cream. So, in a way, what we're doing in Zazening is being this supreme way and doing what's called for as these preferences arise in different ways in our life, as making the preference, reacting from the preference, making the dislike, noticing that I'm disliking it because it's too cold, because he shouldn't, and because why now? Or all the ways that we refuse this supreme way moment and therefore miss what's not difficult, what's not even impossible to miss because it's the reality of right now. It's the truth of right now. It's the Tao that is our life. So this text reminds us the perfect supreme way. There are no difficulties. It knows no difficulties. It never was difficult, and yet, caught in self-centered dream, noting is integral to our zazeni, because otherwise we are at the effect of the preferences that we keep making, at the effect of the making of preferences, which seems to be natural, which seems to occur without us even noting them, without us noticing that we've grabbed onto them and are following them along and are building on it and justifying why and what I should have and could have and so forth. So, thank you.